Mike came down from his room dressed in black pants, a nice shirt, tie, and a suit coat. My boss had told me he'd try to get away with changing his clothes. She had said I should tell him to go back up to his room and put on sweatpants. But I thought, what the hell? Just because he's retarded, does he have to look retarded? The guy's 36 years old. Seems like he should be able to watch TV in his favorite clothes. Mike is not supposed to climb on the furniture either. My boss says it's sexual. But he wasn't humping the couch or anything. He was just perched on the back of it like a cat. It didn't look sexual to me. And it wasn't like he was gonna break it. The couch is sturdy, and he's a lightweight. Probably 110 pounds. This is your home, little buddy. Who am I to tell you how to watch TV? He's also not allowed to sniff people's hair. My boss says that's sexual too. Mike crawled along the back of the couch so he was right behind me. Gently he touched my cheek and smelled the back of my head. It didn't bother me. She thinks everything's sexual. So what if it is? It seems like a victimless crime. And then Mike sat up and repositioned himself so the back of my head was between his thighs. He leaned over and continued to sniff. He placed one hand on my cheek and one on my forehead. It would have been a good time for my boss to walk in with him dressed in his suit coat, sitting on the back of the couch and sniffing away.
Suddenly, he grasped my neck with his hands and squeezed hard. I jumped to my feet, but he wrapped his legs around my chest in a murderous piggyback ride. I fell to my hands and knees and rolled onto my side and managed to pull his hands off my neck. By the time I got to my feet, he had run up to the stairs to his room. That night, I slept uneasy on the pulled-out couch bed. On the baby monitor, I heard a rubbing noise, loud and clear. My boss had told me about it. This was one behavior that wasn't sexual. He was rubbing the bottoms of his feet together. He had calluses from doing it. It wasn't sexual, but unnerving. I wanted to go up there and yell at him to stop it. But it wasn't against the rules. I woke up sometime during the night and thought I saw a small, dark figure staring at me through the banister. Sure enough, when I sat up, he dashed up the stairs. I didn't sleep anymore. I had learned what every school teacher and prison warden already knows. Do not try to be friendly. These people want to kill you.